Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We've been telling you on the show for a while that we've been hooking up, getting together with pastors from out the community and having opportunities to talk more and more. This year, and this especially in the end of this year and the whole year of 2015, really going to be a focused effort on the year of the pastor, the year of ministry, and promoting it. And as people have known, KPRZ goal is not to be a church. That's not what we're doing. We're here to help facilitate and encourage and lift up other churches. That's part of the mission of why we exist. And one of the ways we do that is by bringing the radio audience in touch with different teachers, different ministries, different pastors. And that's what we're going to do today. We have Pastor Craig Brown with us from First United Methodist Church. And we've never had a chance to meet before, so this is the first of the first, right?
It is the first time, indeed.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
I'm supposed to say that all the time.
I understand.
Welcome to the show.
I have that duty as well.
Yeah, you got it.
Nice to meet you.
That's a good line.
Yeah,
so glad you're here. Thanks for visiting, right?
Right.
Okay, talk to me real quickly about the church, First United Methodist Church of San Diego. Where are you located? You know, get some contact points. Like, what are the church service times? What are the different things you got going on? Let's start with where you guys located.
All right. Well, we're located in Mission Valley.
Okay.
Right off of Texas Street and on Camino del Rio South. So we're right across the 8 freeway from the Mission Valley Mall.
Okay, good. Now I get that's good. It's always good to use landmarks, especially for somebody like me. It's like
That's all I got to go by.
People start using street names. I'm going, what? Okay, talk to me about the church itself. How many services do you guys run? You run several services on Sunday?
On Sunday, there are 5 worship services.
So 5?
Five. There's 3 in our main sanctuary. And the 8 o'clock service in the morning is communion and regular worship service. Then 9:30 and 11 o'clock are regular sanctuary worship services.
Okay.
We have another service in a different part of our campus at 9:30, which is more of a folk service. Contemporary. I wouldn't call it rock, but I'd call it folk. It's got a great following. A lot of people love that. It's a building called The Cove. And then we have an evening worship service. We're just getting off the ground, trying to launch. It's called F5, and it's at 5 p.m. on Sunday evenings.
Wow. Now, are you not at all of them, are you?
I'm usually at most of the sanctuary services.
I was going to say.
I preach at F5 in the evening.
So you're doing 4 services like yourself.
Yeah, 3 or 4. Sometimes I have one of my other pastors preach at the 8 o'clock hour, but I always preach at 9:30, 11, and then at 5 in the evening.
That's got to keep you busy, huh?
It's kind of a tiring day. It's been tough. Had to give up a little bit of football, but somehow I'm managing to get through it.
That's what TiVo is for.
Right? Record lots of stuff. So when I get home, I get to watch football. The hard part is not knowing what any of the scores are before I get home.
Yeah, that's right. It's a difficult element. Talk to me about your church. Talk to me about the heart, the spirit of your church. What is First United Methodist Church of San Diego? What's it like?
Well, you know, our church has a long history in San Diego. We're celebrating our 145th year.
Wow.
This year. We're the first Protestant church in all of San Diego.
Wow.
We started in the Army Barracks downtown in 1869. And so we've been a part of the city for years and years. And as the first Protestant church in the city, we just recognize that that's an important responsibility for us and that we try to be a center for anybody who is searching for Christ, wants to understand more about how to be a follower of Jesus. That's what we're about. Our vision of our church, just distilled as briefly as possible, is dare to follow Jesus. And we want people to be lifelong followers of Christ, not just for a little flash or a little season, but to develop people that really have endurance and can walk with Christ their whole life.
Yeah. So you really want to help people because there are many churches that will like, you just got to do this once. You got to just get through this, do this, say this, you're done. It's okay. And it's like, no, you have to live your whole life. When you make a decision for Jesus, it's not the decision for the day.
Right.
It's the decision for the rest of your life and beyond what you understand life
That's
to
right.
be.
Yeah.
So it's a long-term commitment. And I tell people when I'm talking to people, just sharing, you know, like one-on-one, it's going to be the greatest adventure. There's going to be superbly hard times. There's going to be superbly great times. It's going to go up and down. It's going to be a lot of In-N-Out Burger kind of mentality.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is the reward of knowing the Lord far outweighs, and the glory that's to follow too, for certainly far outweighs any of the toughness that you go through. But you gotta be in for the long haul. We talked about that early in the show. Perseverance is a big part of being a Christian, isn't it?
It's a critical part. And for us as Methodists, you know, that's perseverance is an important part of our movement, that you have to make that choice every single day.
Yeah.
To commit your life to Christ and follow him. And
right.
So we encourage people that no matter what they're going through in life, no matter what kind of pain they're in, no matter what kind of struggle they're in, we want to offer them a message of hope that every day they can live for God and not let the circumstances of life dictate their choices, but rather they have a choice, a will of their own to follow Christ every day.
Yeah, that's really good. I like the way you said that. So your ministry is to the full range. You minister to young, middle, old. I mean, I don't want to say old, you know, old. As I get older, I've noticed that the age for old goes up. As
exactly.
I get older. Well, I haven't figured that part. But you guys are ministering to all age groups, aren't you?
Yeah, we do. We're a very, very integrated congregation. We have people of all ages. We have young children and families. We have children, teenagers. We have young adults. And of course, we have empty nesters and seniors, and they make up a big part of our church. And, you know, being a legacy congregation that's been in the city for years, we're going to have people of every different age a part of our congregation. We kind of see that as one of our strengths, and that there's great wisdom in our elders and then great enthusiasm with our young people. And when we can put those two things together, God is able to do some pretty remarkable things.
Yeah, that's great. That's really good right there, that kind of connection. Because that's gleaning the wisdom and being able to utilize that wisdom. You might as well know the wisdom for those who have gone before you. That it makes
Absolutely.
A big difference for the journey. It's like, hey, they've done this before. Maybe you should listen. Like,
right. Oh,
there's a good idea. I love it. So here's what we're going to do. We're gonna break out early, but I'm going to keep you for an extra segment. Is that okay? Do you
that's
mind
great.
Hanging out? So we're gonna take a break, but I want people to know real quickly the way to get in touch with the church. You can either call the church at 619-297-4366. That's the right number. Good. So 619-297-4366. Or you can also go to their website, fumcsd.org. fumcsd.org. Always a nice way to kind of get a feel for what the church is like. It gives you kind of a first touch picture. I want you to do that. And the other thing you can do is go to a search engine and type in First Methodist Church of San Diego, First United Methodist Church of San Diego. You're gonna find it. I mean, that's another way to get there. All right, we're gonna break here and then come back. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Flashing Ember Lights keep mom and dads of Caltrans safe. When you approach a Caltrans vehicle ahead with flashing Ember Lights, please remember to move over when it's safe to do so or slow down. It's the law.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672. Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. So tell us about the Team Kia customer experience.
When you come to the dealership, you know, it's like welcoming somebody into your home. We're going to offer you some coffee or some water. You want the place clean. I want the men to open doors for women. That's how I teach my boys, and that's what I do for my wife. That's our goal, is to develop a relationship with people. You get to know who we are by the people you meet.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today. Tell them KPRZ sent you and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
For over a year, you have heard David Spoon say, if you have any questions about Thrivent Financial, to just call Ruth. And that's me. I'm Ruth Puentes. I'm a pastor's daughter. I have been with Thrivent Financial over 5 years. Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team taught me about money. I am happy to say that I am the first homeowner in my family, and I know that Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team can help you too. Thrivent is a great Christian company, and whether you are young or old, if you have a little to invest or a large portfolio you want reviewed, the La Jolla Gateway team is here to help you. The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial partners with KPRZ to sponsor free workshops at local churches and and pastor appreciation events, and even the KPRZ Leadership Academy. Please call me, Ruth Puentes, at 858-455-5227 or email me at ruth.puentes@thrivent.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're hanging out. One of the things we've been doing here at Z is really working closer and closer with ministries and different pastors in different churches. So we have Pastor Craig Brown here. He is the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church of San Diego, the first Protestant church in San Diego, 1869. Is that right? In the military barracks.
In the army barracks. Wow. Downtown on the corner of Kettner, near the corner of Kettner and Market.
Wow, that's history, brother. That's going way back. Talk to me a little bit about yourself. I just always find it fascinating to hear how the Lord brings people through and into different elements. Ministry, did you know right away? How did the Lord touch you and kind of bring you that direction?
Well, starting at the beginning, I became a Christian when I was 13.
Okay.
And I was led to Christ by other schoolmates. So I actually gave my life to the Lord before I ever set foot in a church. And so when I asked them where they went to church, they said, well, I lived in a little town at that time in Oklahoma. And they said, well, you can go to the Baptist church or Methodist church. We go to the Methodist church. So that's where I went. And I was about 13 years old. By the time I was 17, I felt like I had a call to ministry. And so by the time I was 18, I scuttled my plans that I had to go off and be a meteorologist of all things. And then went off into college and then eventually seminary so I could move into full-time Christian ministry.
And have you, since you've been doing it, so you've been doing it a long time, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you just love it?
Yeah. You know, when I first started out, when I finished graduate school, I was about 24. I got my first paycheck and I kind of felt guilty taking it.
Really?
I had worked in churches since I was 19 years old, youth ministries or things like that. But when I got my first kind of full-time paycheck, I felt odd receiving it because it seems so strange that I was getting paid to do something that I enjoyed so much. And then in many ways, don't tell my church this, it's on the radio, don't necessarily have to pay me. I find great joy in what I do.
So you got a lot of fulfillment and you get to then, I mean, this is one of the things that I love about like the realm that we have here. I get to see the Lord do stuff. And that's really kind of, I put it in simple terms, but that's really what it is. You get to partnership with God. You get to see these different things. Some of them are hard things, you know, I've noticed, but some things are just so joyous, especially when, you know, somebody makes a decision and they're going the direction
Absolutely.
Of the Lord. It's like, there's no, you can't put a dollar figure on that.
There's no way to do that. And I tell our staff and tell our pastors whenever I'm leading staff meeting or a leadership meeting, I said, you know, we have the awesome privilege of sitting in a front row seat to watching lives be changed and watching the kingdom of God take another step forward. And for me, that's just, I get the greatest amount of joy out of that than anything else. It's an honor to be able to see some of the things I get to see happen in people's lives even today.
That's cool. That's really cool. That's the stuff I love. See, for me, then you just help me because like, yeah. The Lord's working. Yay! You know, I think that's the best part. Is there anything people should know in particular about First United Methodist Church? Is there a dress code? Is there this? I mean, there's just different things. I mean, there's some churches you got to dress up like a penguin. I mean, with
no,
that tux.
Not necessarily.
Like, wow. How do you guys approach that?
There are certainly services that are more casual than others because the last thing I want people to show up and feel uncomfortable. People can come to church any way they want. I'm the youngest pastor the church has had in almost 40 years.
Wow.
So they're still adapting to me a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm
bet,
not quite
right.
as formal as many of my predecessors who were great, great pastors. The sanctuary services are traditional worship services. So they feature our choir, hymns. They very much lift up the greatness of God, kind of the mystery of who God is and then how Jesus meets us in the middle of that. And so our sanctuary worship is built around some fantastic music. We have a great music series in our church, and then we have a lot of people in the city involved in that, from the symphony to a variety of other places. Our two modern worship services, one of which is more that folk service, the other which is the modern, and that's kind of I don't want to say run of the mill, but that's standard modern worship music, praise music, then a very relaxed atmosphere. And then people can walk into that thing in shorts and flip flops and T-shirts, and they may be overdressed in those services, but those are very casual.
So there's a real eclecticness to what you guys have to what you're offering. You're offering kind of a broad opportunity for different people to reach towards the Lord at different angles and in different places.
Absolutely. We kind of talk about it in the model of like a house. Instead of having just one porch, you can come into that house through. We have three porches people can come through. And so no matter it's not so much trying to cater to people as much as it is just reflecting that we've got people who live in San Diego that connect with God in different ways. And we want to make sure that they can do that.
Gotcha. All right. So we got just a couple minutes left. And so I just want to hear from your heart. What's the biggest thing, if you had an opportunity, if the Lord said, here's a microphone, and Craig, I want you to speak to the entire city, what's the biggest thing you would want to say? I mean, there's a lot, but what's the main, here the Lord, you got two sentences, go,
It would be that we want to be a church that welcomes all people. And so we have people in our church that are seekers. We have people who've been believers their whole life. And we want people to know that no matter what they think about God, no matter what they believe about God, that we trust that if they come to our church, God is going to lead them to the place they need to be in life. So we want everybody to feel welcome no matter where they're at in life.
Excellent answer. Really? No, really good. And was this comfortable? Did you enjoy it?
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Not too bad, huh? 619-297-4366. That's 619-297-4366. The church website, which is important for people to touch. Nowadays, people look at website. You got to go. You got to check it out. FUMCSD. So FUMCSD. You can any emphasis you want. I don't care. FUMCSD.org.
Or they can go to FirstChurchSD.com.
Oh,
or
I didn't know that.
Either one of those. FirstChurchSD.
Or search engine to type in First United Methodist Church of San Diego. It's probably going to come up right there.
Exactly.
I'm going to go with that. Privilege for me to be able to interview. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I have as well. Thank you very much, David,
Thank
for the
you.
Time.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we got some DDD activity. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit teamkiaofelcajon.com.
Many of us believers still get stuck or caught up in certain sins and behaviors that are destructive. Hey, David Spoon here. In 36 years of being a Christian, I've learned a few things. And at times, we need extra help to break through the slavery of addictions. When I first met Tommy Hawthorne from Genesis Recovery, we immediately connected because his heart to help those in the bondage of addiction was genuine. The people of Genesis Recovery work with the most difficult cases, and they help the walking wounded get a new start, a new beginning. Redemption and sobriety are their weapons, and the battles are being won every day.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hawthorne. I'm the Executive Director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. If you'd like to help us reach and equip those at the brink, consider joining our mission. You can donate goods and services or sponsor a scholarship with a financial donation, and we can always use your prayers. You can contact me directly at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at genesisrecoverysandiego.com. Give the gift of freedom and set the captives free. In Jesus' name.
How is your retirement account looking? Or how about your savings account? If you're tired of watching your family's financial future disappear and are left wondering why your money manager can't seem to keep it from happening, then come learn how to take control of your own finances. Since the Bible teaches to lay aside for your grandchildren, you need a way to do just that. Attend our two-day course and learn the system that pastor and businessman David Mitchell developed based on principles found in the Bible, along with his solid background in trading in the stock market. You can learn this system just like thousands of others have across the country. Be the person that your great-grandchildren will be talking about. New venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Attend our live event, coming to the Courtyard Mission Valley Hotel Circle, December 5th and 6th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
When was the last time you walked into a store that took your breath away and made you scream with excitement? That is exactly what your reaction will be when you visit City Lights, your year-round Christmas and collectibles emporium.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Brian Young, happy owner of family-owned City Lights for over 20 years. Our store is one big holiday wonderland where we transport visitors into the holiday spirit, viewing over 25 awe-inspiring decorated trees, thousands of ornaments, every imaginable quality Christmas light, and the world's finest artificial trees, plus collectibles like Department 56 Villages, Walt Disney Classics, Mark Roberts Fairies, and so much more. It's like a trip to Main Street at Disneyland. Come in today and find absolutely everything, but everything for Christmas.
City Lights is easy to find right off Highway 5 at SeaWorld Drive. Call them at 619-275-1006, 619-275-1006, or shop online at citylightscollectibles.com, citylightscollectibles.com.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit TeamKiaofElCajon.com.
Think of all the innovations that have made things better, from the rocket,
that's one small step for man,
to the smartphone.
You are nearing your destination.
Innovations move us forward, and now there's one for your mortgage. We are CashCall, the mortgage lender that's designed to save. Thanks to our unique process and low overhead, today's CashCall 15-year fixed rate is 2.99%, 3.026 APR, and our fee is just $495 to close any loan, anytime. Call us at 866-590-CASH, and you may save money with a lower monthly payment. Pull tens of thousands of dollars out of your home, or maybe even do both. So call 866-590-CASH and watch your savings really take off.
3, 2, 1.
Because at CashCall, we're designed to save. Call 866-590-CASH today.
CashCall, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor host home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Chris, what does Team Kia of El Cajon mean to you?
I wanted to do business in a town and in a community that I live in, I go to church in, my kids go to school in. We know the teachers, we know the families. So any day you walk in that store, somebody in there knows somebody that goes to church at Foothills or goes to church at Shadow Mountain or Skyline.
Go to TeamKiaofElCajon.com today. Tell them KPRZ sent you and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
For over a year, you have heard David Spoon say, if you have any questions about Thrivent Financial, to just call Ruth. And that's me. I'm Ruth Puentes. I'm a pastor's daughter. I have been with Thrivent Financial over 5 years. Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team taught me about money. I am happy to say that I am the first homeowner in my family, and I know that Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team can help you too. Thrivent is a great Christian company, and whether you are young or old, if you have a little to invest or a large portfolio you want reviewed, the La Jolla Gateway team is here to help you. The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial partners with KPRZ to sponsor free workshops at local churches and pastor appreciation events and even the KPRZ Leadership Academy. Please call me, Ruth Puentes, at 858-455-5227 or email me at ruth.puentes@thrivent.com.
Maranatha Chapel announces the Jerusalem Call Conference on Monday, November 17th at 7 p.m. Jerusalem Call is a call to stand with the Jewish people, the land of Israel, and the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem Call is a call to stand with God's promises. Israel needs Jews and Christians now more than ever to stand together. Jewish and Christian leaders and the general public are welcome and invited to this historic and free event. Hear from the Executive Director of the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem, the Consul for Political Affairs at the Consulate General of Israel and the Director of the Knesset Christian Allies Caucus. Learn more about the Jerusalem Call Conference at MaranathaChapel.org. Jerusalem Call, MaranathaChapel.org. The Jerusalem Call at Maranatha Chapel, hosted by Pastor Ray Bentley on November 17th at 7 p.m. Let's hear this call to stand together today.
The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ. Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24-7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Yes! Yes!
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, I want to remind everybody, we did on the 5th, I believe it was November 5th, we did, was it the anniversary show, so I shared some more of the testimony in the second hour of the Lord kind of bringing me back towards ministry. And if you have not heard it.
Oh, you need to.
It is worth the listen. It's worth that 15, 20 minutes because it's an interesting story and it's kind of moving in some parts, and I think you'll find it to be uplifting, edifying, and challenging all at the same time, which is a nifty trick, all at the same time.
Something not very much short of miraculous. Some of the points in that story, like the whole dream sequence, just phenomenal.
Just bizarre, right? I mean, it's weird stuff. But for those that don't know what we're talking about, that's why you got to go to the podcasts and listen to it. It just doesn't cost anything. We don't charge that. I pay out of my own pocket for the podcasts, and we put them up there, and people get a chance to listen to them. So that's what it is. I thought this was unique, and then we'll go from this to the DDD. That's how we're going to do it. Some feminists have absolutely gone off the deep end, and this is yet reason 755 why the apocalypse is upon us now. Feminists are now trying to redefine hello as a sexual assault. So now you read something like this, you think, do they have nothing to do? Is there nothing to do? So what they did is they filmed a 10-hour period in New York of people saying hello to them. So there would be like construction workers who, do the catcall kind of thing, right? And then there'd be other people like, hey, beautiful. And somebody said, hey, how you doing? And somebody else said, hey, have a nice evening. And this is like, you're right. That's certainly to the level of sexual assault by saying hello. Come on. They're just bored. They have to be bored. I mean, what else? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what they weren't doing. They weren't helping any election processes. I can tell you that. Robo producers in there doing the fake I'm the hangman scenario. Okay, let's go to the DDD before we completely lose it, which will yet again for the entire show. It's been one theme all the way through the show. Guess what? Here we go with the last of them, which will absolutely blow your mind on how exactly along the lines this show started and how it's going to end.
It's been much like a nice blended Frappuccino.
Yes. Daniel chapter 3, verse 12. This will be the whipped cream on the top of the thing right here. Daniel chapter 3, verse 12. And it says this. This is when Nebuchadnezzar built that big, big statue, and everybody was supposed to bow down to the statue when they played the music and all the different things. And this is with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This is what it says. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the administration of the province of Babylon, namely Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have disregarded you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image which you have set up. Now you're sitting there thinking, how, where are you going with this? Just slow down there. Watch this. First of all, many commentators believe that that golden image was potentially Daniel, because he's not mentioned in this text at all, and Daniel had just given the king the dream that the king had, plus the interpretation, and he, you know, the king always obligated when somebody does something like that. So some people think the statue could have been Daniel. Don't know. No way to know. It's a good guess. It's fun to talk about, but there's no definitive. But here's what did happen. When we're talking about Nebuchadnezzar, you're not just talking, we mentioned this before, we're not just talking about a general guy who's like kind of in charge. You're talking about the ruler. You're talking about the government. The government for Babylon was in Nebuchadnezzar's hands. He was the government. He was in charge. He ruled with an iron fist. His policies were the policies. Every decision making was his. He would give life. He would execute one person, let another person live. I mean, even Daniel, when Daniel's talking to the king, says, look, the Lord did give you an incredible amount of authority and power. There's no question about it. This is the government as far as anybody and everybody is concerned. And here's the situation. The government builds a statue, an image, a gold image, 90 feet tall and 9 feet wide, and commands everybody to bow down and worship this image. Okay? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego go, no. No, we're not going to do it. And I want to point out that this passage clearly teaches that complete compliance to the government and or to leaders to the point of breaching our conscience or scriptures is biblically unfounded and unacceptable. In other words, they would not yield to the government's request because it was blasphemy, contrary to their faith, contrary to their conscience, and they said no. And what happens is when we get into the political arenas, people will come out and they'll say, but Dave, Romans 13, 1 through 4 say that we're supposed to obey the authorities. But they'll never quote Acts 4:19 that says we ought to obey God rather than man. So what they'll do is they'll take one scripture. This is the key, and not the other scripture. And they won't have a balance of scriptures. Without the balance of scriptures, you become a heretic, which is a person who extremes in a doctrine. Jesus made it absolutely clear how we are to approach every subject that's in the framework of Scripture. When Jesus quoted the Scripture to Satan and Satan threw a Scripture back at him, Jesus said, "It is also written." That word "also" is one of the most powerful words in the Bible, because he's saying, yeah, it is written that, but it's also written this. And you put those together to come to conclusions. So while we remember Romans 13, 1 through 4, we remember it with a balance of Acts chapter 4, verse 19, which says we ought to obey God rather than men. When man's power and authority forces a Christian to breach conscience or break scripture, you don't follow. Okay? Like if the government says you will pay for abortions, and you believe abortion is murder and unscriptural, you shouldn't do it. And you think, well, but they're telling us to do it, but you don't have to do it. And you can, I mean, when I send money in, I pray over the money that it goes to the right places and nothing that will offend God. That's what I do. And I'm trying to do it right before the Lord. I don't always do it perfect, but I'm just saying, I'm trying to do it right before the Lord. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Governments, leaders, directors, people that are in charge, they have a certain amount of authority, and they've been given that authority, and that authority is supposed to be used in a righteous capacity. But when that authority breaches your conscience or breaches scripture, you do not yield to it. It's just there's no other way around it. What if they turned around tomorrow and said, all Christians must kill all this race of people, this group of people, we're going to force you to, and if you don't, we're going to penalize you with a tax. You're going to tell me, oh, well, we should obey that. What, are you crazy? You don't obey that. You have to follow the Lord first and foremost. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. That's the first commandment. The second is important, but it's not the first. Otherwise, the first would be the second, and the second would be the first. The first commandment, love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. The second commandment, love your neighbor as you love yourself. You got to start between you and God. So you got to go up and down before you can go. You got to go north and south before you can go east and west. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, a massive Facebook post. Don't go anywhere. For your love.
KPRZ.
The city of San Diego is in a drought alert and new water rules are in effect. Please conserve and water landscapes only 3 days a week. Let's work together to waste no water. Learn more about water use restrictions at wastenowater.org.
When San Diego's Christian community needs wisdom on their future, they trust the law offices of Larry Copenbarger. For decades, the Copenbarger family has provided estate planning seminars at churches throughout Southern California. Larry and Judy are available to meet with you personally to give your family or business the same multidimensional personal attention they give ministries and Christian organizations. Christian radio listeners appreciate the wise counsel they receive from a biblical perspective in creating living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. It really boils down to peace of mind for you, your family, and your business. You really can get your financial house in perfect order. Call Larry and Judy. They'll take care of everything for you. Call and arrange your meeting with Larry Copenbarger. The Copenbargers have dedicated their lives to the service of God's people. Offices in Mission Valley, in Del Mar, and in Rancho Bernardo. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. 888-738-3184.
Who is David Spoon? Find out afternoons 2 to 4. The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
KPRZ has teamed up with trustworthy businesses in your area to bring you the Honey-Do List.
One click connects you with KPRZ
experts for pest control, heating and air, home improvement, maintenance, repair, and more. Find licensed contractors you can trust. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the Honey-Do List banner for professionals in pest control, home comfort systems, roofing, solar, and more. Click the KPRZ Honey-Do List because we want you to be comfortable in your home and with who you let in your home.
Brought to you by Home Comfort USA, formerly known as 1-800-COMFORT. New name, same loving family. Call 858-866-8637 to save big with their fall clearance sale. The warehouse is full of 2014 heating and air conditioning systems, all at 25% off. Last chance of the year for huge savings. Call 858-866-8637. That's 858-866-8637.
The weather is finally changing and it's about to get cold. Well, cold Southern California style. Plus, the holidays are coming. Now, imagine having a house full of family and friends over and you turn on your heater for the first time in I don't know how long and you get that smell. You know the one. It's like all the dust blowing out and pet dander and who knows what else. Furnaces and heaters are one of the biggest culprits of indoor air pollution. Your family and friends deserve to breathe clean, warm air. And so do you. Now, my friends, Ken and Tina Starr at Home Comfort USA have the solution. For only $49, they'll send a technician to your home to complete a full furnace safety inspection. In addition, they'll perform a 32-point tune-up on your furnace. This $49 furnace safety check and tune-up will keep your family safe and warm all throughout the holidays, all while saving you money and improving the comfort in your home. Call Ken and Tina at Home Comfort USA at 858-866-8637. That's 858-866-8637. 858-866-8637.
CSLB number 974908.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Wow! It's just another 2 hours that went by so fast. I can't believe it.
It's fast as 2 hours of radio.
It's just like... I'm telling you, if my drive home was this fast, I would never complain.
Hey, that's why we need a transporter.
Yeah. Yeah, where is Captain Kirk with my ship? I don't understand what's going on here. Okay. If you want to reach the show, you're always welcome to send me email, davidspoon@kprz.com. I'd appreciate it if you go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience and like it and make a comment. Let us know what you think. By the way, I did put on my other, we have two Facebook thingies. One's the David Spoon Experience, and the other one's like David Spoon. And then the David Spoon one's attached to the station. David Spoon Experience one's more attached to me, kind of not apart from the station, but kind of just disconnected a little. And I put up a picture today of the moon over the water this morning outside of our house, outside of our patio.
Was it breathtaking?
It was unbelievable. The water looked pink. And the moon is there, and then you got the blue. And it's like you're sitting there, you're going, you know, I know one day we're going to move, and all I'm going to remember is, remember those nice views we had? Because we'll move, we'll probably end up looking at like a street or something. But well, every time I see something good, I just take a picture of it. And I was like, look at this. I'll have to show you. It's amazing. It's really quite amazing. Anyway, getting back to the spiritual elements, Facebook post coming up right now. What kind of music do we have?
In this world appear and break the laws that they should fear and frighten all who see or hear. The cry goes up both far and near for underdog.
Underdog. I love it.
Underdog.
I did that yesterday, but I did it with my mouth. I went do 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 do. You know, it's funny. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 19. This is not going to be the most popular Facebook post I've done on this show because it's going to challenge some of you, and some of you are going to dislike it. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 19 says this: So then those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. See, these are the scriptures that people, don't teach that. I have itching ears. Don't teach that. So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. In spite of the fantasiacal ideology that Christians never suffer, we can and do suffer. Okay? And this idea, well, Christians don't suffer. Jesus suffered. Did you think you were going to get out of everything? Yes, but he died for my sins. Yes, I know, but he suffered. In fact, the Bible even says that he reached perfection through suffering. So don't be jumping out on the bouncy bounce yet. Just think about what we're saying. So then those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. Suffering for some circumstances is the Lord's will. Not in every circumstance, I agree. But there is suffering in the Lord's will. It's not a question of whether we're going to encounter suffering. We can and we do often encounter suffering. RoboProducer, have you ever suffered? Ever?
Let me see. Yeah, earlier today.
Yeah. Okay. So here's what we say. Sometimes it's a part of his will. That's not what's at issue. What's at issue is how we respond to the suffering. This is what the Facebook post is all about. How do we respond to the suffering? How do we do it? Because what some people will say is they'll just go into a flat-out denial. Oh, I'm not suffering. Can I get some more Band-Aids, please? I mean, it's like, come on. If you're suffering, you're suffering. You know, you think denying it changes it? You know, it's all in the mind. Well, yes, that arrow that's in your head must be in the mind. Because when there's suffering, it happens. But Peter tells you how to handle suffering right in the passage. Listen to the passage. So then those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. There's two elements that we're supposed to do when we're in the midst of suffering. The first is committing ourselves even more to the Lord. If you're suffering and it's part of God's will, do you know what he wants you to do? He wants you to be more committed. He wants you to be more in the kingdom. He wants you to be more attached, more on fire. He wants you to be more, even if you're suffering, more. Commit yourselves to your faithful Creator. And then it says, and continue to do good. So he wants you, if you're suffering according to the will of God, he wants you to commit yourself more to him and continue to do good stuff. In other words, suffering is not a reason to be a jerk. I can't say it any clearer. It's not a reason for you to go on a rampage. It's not a reason for you to treat people poorly. If you're suffering and it's according to the will of God, there's two very simple processes. One, get closer to God. And two, continue to do good. That's what he wants And I know it's difficult. I know it's hard. But you have to do what the Lord puts before you. So if you're suffering and it's according to God's will, then you become more committed to the Creator and you continue to do good stuff. And by doing that, you honor God. And honoring God is what you want your life to be about. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We're taking a 70-hour break, and then it's more insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.